Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday.
We're here in person.
Amanda, I'm going to hug you as we say Happy Thursday.
Aww.
I'm back with my sister. She's back from South Dakota. Thank goodness.
Yay!
It's so good to see you in your baby bump. So remember last week I was like, where's your baby bump? Where's the baby?
All of a sudden.
No, like when she got home, I was like, oh, you do have a baby bump. It's like the cutest little bump ever.
It's a little bump.
I know. Wait, so funny story, because she puts on, so I was over the house when she got home, the day she got home to go visit, and she was upstairs and she was changing, so I got to see her, like, not naked, but she had underwear and a bra on, but like I just got to see her little belly and it was the cutest ever. She bends down, she grabs these pair of like gaucho pants and puts them on, and I was like, Amanda, you cannot wear these. They looked so terrible. I was like, absolutely not. I'm like, you need to be wearing like skin tight dresses and like a little crop shirt.
So me and Brett went to Target and bought a tight dress in every color. And what have I been doing, Car?
Wearing them and it looks so good because she has like the longest, thinnest legs. So it just, I love that when like people that are pregnant, they wear like tight things so you could see the belly, because I feel like if you wear things that are too baggy, it's going to make you look and feel bigger than you are. And, mm-hmm. And I think it just looks amazing.
That's definitely been a struggle that I've been experiencing the last couple of weeks, just not fitting into a lot of my clothes.
Yeah.
So the dresses, it's fine. It feels good. Yeah.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I felt him kick for the first time.
You could see the whole stomach move.
I know. It's so crazy. So you just had your anatomy scan, right?
The 20-week anatomy scan. He has all his fingers and all his toes and everything's perfect. Good. He's 2 ounces heavier than he should be at this point.
He's a big boy.
He's 14 ounces and he is about 11 inches long.
It's awesome. Yeah. So exciting.
Crazy. I know. So if you look on what to expect, it says he's the size of a large banana.
Ooh, a banana.
That's a pretty big baby right now.
But by Thursday, it's going to be something different.
I know. He's like literally floating around, flopping around, kicking, punching.
That's awesome.
Backflips.
So exciting.
But how about that 3D picture?
Yeah, that was really cool. It's so crazy, the technology that they have now that they can do.
I know. We were talking to Brett's mom yesterday about that, and she's like, when my mom was having babies, like they just, like they were taking diet pills, they were smoking cigarettes.
Oh my god,
can you believe? And they didn't even have the scan to be able to like see if it was a boy or a girl.
Really?
Like, this was like 50-60 years ago.
Wow,
can you believe that?
Why do I feel like grandma knew she was having girls though?
Maybe blood tests. I don't know. But Oma, Brett's grandma, didn't know.
Wow.
Not for all of her kids.
I give so much credit to the moms who wait until birth. I could never do that.
My best friend from college, Tom, his wife, Lindsay.
Yeah.
They have a boy and a girl, and they're due in the next couple of weeks.
With their third,
and they're not finding out.
They're not finding out.
Can you believe that?
No.
I'm like, dying. I'm like, I need to know.
I know. I would never be able to. Plus, you know, it's like you want to, I guess, yellow. You can make everything yellow. That's what people do. But
true.
It's just so exciting. And I just can't believe it. When I felt him kick up, we were at the restaurant the other night, and I'm just literally like laying on her stomach, like talking to the baby. Everyone probably thinks I'm nuts.
But wait, how cute was that video of the cats that I sent you?
Oh my God.
Fuzz knows.
Does he?
I haven't seen them in like 35 days.
Yeah.
Right? I come home. They're just so happy I'm home. It's cutest thing ever. But he sprawls out right on my belly.
Really?
You got to get videos of this. What is he playing with? He's
playing with a hair tie. You got to get videos of him so that you can do like just that video. There was this Instagram video where it was like a beautiful song, and this mother was laying with her cat laying on her belly, and it was like she showed like every month progress. Aww. And then once the baby was born, the cat cuddled up and did the same thing to the baby.
It was the cutest, most
beautiful.
Precious.
It was amazing.
You know, so sweet.
Yeah. So today is going to be a very special episode because we have two very special guests with us.
They're the best.
So
frickin' frack.
Yeah, frickin' frack. Honestly, like best friends, bromance.
Me and Carly were just talking about it now. Like, they met for the first time, about a year ago when you guys started dating?
Yeah.
But they hadn't really hung out because we were living in New York.
You guys
were in
the city.
We came home in May. So I'd say like in May when we first got home, Brett and Anthony have been hanging out literally 5 times a week.
I know. It's really honestly.
Lunch
like,
every day.
I know. Brett and we've been together so much more too now. And it's just now that you're home, obviously.
But even when I was gone,
he was
hanging out with just the two of you, which is so nice.
I know. It really is the best.
I know.
And you want to tell them the big news?
We bought a house.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. You guys have no idea how stressful it's been though. So the amount of stress that's been relieved from my life, our lives, has like, it just feels like the weight of the, our shoulder, weight of the world is taken off of our shoulders.
And you guys are 10 minutes from me, which is just barely iconic. 10 I know.
It's barely 10 minutes.
I know.
So the house is going to be ready on January 4th. They said they're going to push for December. It's new construction.
Oh, they're pushing for December?
They're pushing for December, yeah.
No way.
So they said that it looks like it's going to be done early. We were just over there today at the, like, we're at the building site or whatever you call it, at the lot, I guess, right? It's so exciting.
I'm so happy
for you. Yeah, so good. If anyone has any good interior decorating.
Hello, me. Hello. What about me?
Yes, we're so excited because we get to build the whole thing from the ground up and just pick it all out.
Yeah, that's amazing. It's I'm so happy for you guys.
Yeah, we're really excited.
Good.
Yeah.
All right, well, why don't we go get these little rascals because I feel like this is going to be a long episode. We have two very special guests.
Two of the best guests
in the whole wide world.
Couldn't get better.
Seriously, Big Mac and Swedish Fish.
Taking over.
So we have my boyfriend, Anthony, and
my husband, Brett. He keeps referring to himself as Swedish Fish. They play this
and Big Mac.
Yeah, and Big Mac for Anthony. He's actually saved his Big Mac in Brett's phone.
Really?
Yeah.
The other day, we'll go into story time, even though this is your...
Go ahead.
Go?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, wait, tell them why these are your nicknames first, because they're confused. These people don't know why.
Well, they spend every night together playing poker instead of hanging out with us. Yeah. They hang out with each other.
Oh, please, we play while we're next to you, so we're still hanging
out. Yeah, I love it. I pause my show to watch him play poker.
It's like double time, right? You get to lay down and play poker.
You cuddle with your wife / girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And play poker to earn money for the family.
What is better than that?
To make a living.
Side hustle.
So, why is he saved? I'm trying to remember the story of Big Mac and Swedish Fish. I think I started out at Swedish Fish and then Anthony joined. And if anybody knows Anthony, all he talks about is, you know, his double Big Mac, no pickles.
No pickles.
He's, you know, he keeps McDonald's in business. Let's just say that.
That's for sure.
So we told him he needs to be Big Mac. He became Big Mac and, you know, Big Mac and Swedish Fish.
And I owned it ever since.
So we started off with Anthony in my phone as just Anthony Tango. And then, so I'm switching jobs soon and they cut off my email. So I deleted it from my phone and like only like five contacts just deleted. Makes no sense.
And his
and I saw Anthony's number. I was like, well, he has no name now. And he's not Anthony.
Knows by heart.
True.
Go ahead.
He's not Anthony anymore. He's now Big Mac.
True.
Okay.
So we've taken our relationship to the next level.
That's nice. Well, wait. Anthony, why don't you tell B-Rat what he saved in your phone as?
Brett is saved in my phone.
I think he needs an upgrade right now, actually.
Yeah, so when I saved Brett's number, it was Brett Amanda Carl.
No.
Let's see. Let's go back.
This right, sounds so like
Brett
it's
saved
be
in my phone as Brett Amanda Bible Husband. It was when we first knew each other, right?
And, wow, and so, that's a burn.
I think Brett made the first move by changing my name. So now, you know.
Right, it's official if you change it.
I think we need to go through everyone's and see how we're saved. Because if you look at Brett's phone and see how I'm saved, it's Amanda.
No. Time out. I have a good story. So I have Brett saved in my phone as Amanda's Brett because way back when I accidentally sent Brett a bikini picture. So that was bad.
More than one.
No, was it?
It was like two.
But listen, thank God it was just a bikini. Like, I think I had just gotten a new bikini and So thank God it was just that. But actually, I want to switch your name too. Did you switch it?
I did.
To Swedish Fish?
Swedish Fish.
Okay. Swedish Fish.
And look at how nice mine is for Brett. Brett, my handsome prince, and I get Amanda.
But my phone, my contacts don't have any emojis.
Why?
But your wife needs to have an emoji or at least my love.
But also the reason that I don't have anything next to your name is for security purposes.
And because he doesn't actually love me as much as he says.
Oh my God, shut up.
Oh my gosh.
Amanda.
Burn.
I think we're going to take our relationship to the next level.
Yeah, what do you have it as?
Amanda Bible.
What are you going to name her?
Amanda Bible.
Amanda.
Brett Fish's baby mama.
Baby Swedish Fish.
No.
Baby Fish.
Baby Shark.
Baby shark.
Doo doo.
Baby shark.
Doo 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 doo. Baby shark.
Doo doo.
All right.
Just type in love.
Guys, not for nothing. I'm getting a little hungry.
I'm starving.
You're always hungry.
Yeah.
Anthony, we wake up today. It's 9 o'clock. No, 10 o'clock. He wakes up at 8 o'clock. He starts going on his phone. I was like, can we sleep a little longer? He wakes up and he's like, what's for dinner tonight? I'm like, can I have my coffee first? I swear to God, I'm like, I can't even think about dinner. It's too early for that.
Big Mac loves food, but I'd like to see him change some of his preferences.
Like what?
Yeah.
Like
not liking dry aged steak, ordering his steak medium well.
No, I don't know. No, medium. I'll tell you this much. I will say I don't eat like pulled pork or pulled chicken.
I was going there next. He's a texture guy.
It's like dirty water. It smells like pulled chicken smells like dirty water. Yeah. Ooh. Amanda, you had the nachos at the restaurant a couple days ago?
Yeah.
Right, with the pulled chicken?
So good.
I was just finding the ones that didn't have chicken.
Oh, you ate it without it?
Yeah.
Good thing I was.
What are you looking for?
The pregnant woman.
Oh, it was a good thing Brett didn't come up for air or chew.
It's a good thing I was going after the pieces with the chicken.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Brett, he literally steals the food from everybody right out from under
him. But that's why I like going out to eat with Anthony, because he digs in just like I do, so I don't have to be shy.
All right, so I figured it'd be fun if we could play like maybe like two different games or something on here.
That would be a lot of fun.
So one that I was thinking we could do is boyfriend versus sister or husband versus sister, obviously. So we can do like the same question, but like up for
each of us.
Right.
Okay.
So normally you play it with like a bell or something, or we'll do it as like a slap on the table. So let me give you guys an instance. So okay. I'll say, it'll be between Anthony and Amanda. I'll be like, what's my favorite food? And whoever slaps the table first has to say it. If you're wrong, then the other person gets to answer it, and then we can keep track of points.
Okay.
And then the winner gets to buy dinner for us tonight or something, or during the week. That's what I meant. Sorry. Durr. All right. So
let's just not ask what your favorite food is.
Right. Obviously. Let's stay away that's from so that easy.
Come on. Sushi.
I know. Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, no, but you want to be in this too?
Should I get in on this?
You can get in on it.
Yeah, we could all do it. And then imagine he knows me better than both of you.
He's got 8 years with you.
I know.
All right, I'll go first, Amanda versus Anthony. And if you want to join in, you can.
And then
we'll do the same question for me and Brett. All right, so what does my current profile picture look like?
What? Wow, that was a hard slam.
It's that picture with you staring from the blue dress that you were just wearing.
No. Wait, no? Which one? Which blue dress?
The turquoise dress with this smile.
Oh, yeah, you are right. Sorry, it was turquoise, not blue. So.
No
headband. That's on Twitter.
Oh. Wait, that?
Yeah, that's it's a turquoise dress.
This one.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah, man. It's nice. I had to think about it. All right, and then, ooh.
Should I be the same?
Wait, now the same question for me. So say the question again.
So what does my Instagram profile picture look like?
Wait, what? It's definitely you smiling.
Fuck. What's her phone background? I know that one.
No, we're not. That's not the question.
It's the same picture. What's her Instagram picture?
Is it you?
It's definitely you.
I hate you both.
By yourself with sunglasses on.
No,
you're smiling with like a white dress on.
No.
I have no idea.
I have no idea. Wait, I know it, so you're smiling.
I have a braid in my hair.
No,
really? Yes.
I don't know if I could even tell you my profile picture.
Oh, wow. That. It's the picture I took of you. Wow, I'm sorry. All right. So we both fail. So who won? Amanda wins. Wait, you want to keep track of points, man? You keep track of points.
I think Brett can
take. That was a warm-up round.
Yeah.
That wasn't a warm-up round. That counts. Right? That was
so
a,
no
that
one
was
got
hard.
A, no one got a
no
point
No one
there.
Got a point for me and you, but wow. Amanda got a point. So just keep track of
I'm so sad.
Points. Who's the most famous celebrity I've ever met?
Did you read it when I was doing it?
I can get in on this one, too.
Drew Barrymore. Or Miley Cyrus.
Tough. Who would he be? Yeah, either one.
I think Miley Cyrus is
bigger than
but
Drew.
You're like actually friends with Drew.
I mean, in my dreams. No, I have her number, though. I'm sorry. Am I hurting you?
Wait, how do you judge famousness today? Like, number of followers?
Nah. I think Drew Barrymore was more famous because she's been famous her whole life.
I mean, if you're going by number of followers and, like, Kylie Jenner.
Yeah.
But, I don't know.
No. All right. And then who's the famous person Amanda met? Drew Barrymore.
Right? Do you have someone else?
Yeah.
Who?
Carly Bible.
I was thinking that.
Oh my God.
You guys are
definitely more famous.
Should we do different questions? Because then it's like we have time to think about
it. Yeah, yeah. You got to switch them up.
We'll
switch
them and we'll go back to them or something. Yeah. All right. Yeah, I agree. All
are we getting any points there being given out?
Oh, yeah. I win.
Okay. So Carly got a point.
I got one. And Amanda gets another.
Wait.
Yeah, get your hand ready. What's my Starbucks drink? Ooh, Anthony
got that.
Ice venti soy chai latte.
Yeah, baby.
And what's her second one? Iced venti green tea latte.
Oh, I said, what's my first one?
Amanda always trying to game the system.
That's right. That's right.
Always trying to game the system.
Yeah. All right, cool. And now, Amanda, you look on the list and pick one.
Now this is me versus Carly.
I'm going to just ask one that's on the list.
Okay.
How does Amanda take her coffee?
Whack.
So wait. Oh, yeah. Swedish got a point.
Okay.
You got my point from last time.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. All right.
What is my favorite book?
Untethered Soul.
But you know what's so crazy about that is Anthony. When I went to Anthony's house, he has that book.
No,
he has like two books in his house,
really?
And he had that one. And I was like, you know me
did
with
you
signs.
Read it?
Yeah, I did.
Wow,
I know. I was like, wow, because his sister read it. I was like, all right, we're meant to be married.
So good.
Meant.
I read that book too.
You didn't give Amanda her point.
Yeah. What the heck?
Yes, I did.
No, she had. She already had two.
No, the Drew Barrymore one didn't count.
Why? Why?
Yes, it did. Why wouldn't it? She said Miley Cyrus or Drew Barrymore.
Why wouldn't it count?
Don't be jealous that she's winning. You little sore loser.
I'm competitive.
I know.
Here's intent. We fix that system.
You guys are fucked up.
Tip your dealer.
Oh, this is a good one.
Go ahead.
I don't think either of you are going to know it.
What?
How many times have I broken a bone?
Four.
You're just hitting to hit. You don't even know. Four?
That was a shot.
One.
It's been five.
What?
I broke my ankle twice and I broke my finger three times. You still got it wrong, Brett. Wait, why are you cheering over there?
Got that right? I guess it rounds it up.
Like,
it's closer.
This is like The Price is Right.
All right. How about this one?
No, you'll save that one for next time. Because he'll win because it's closer or no?
Zero.
Okay.
I'll be fair.
What's my least favorite chore to do around the house?
Scoop the litter box.
Yeah, yo. Give Anthony a point.
He gets a point.
All right. You know yours for the next one?
Yes.
Okay.
What is my shoe size?
9.5. Nine or nine and a half. Fuck. What did I say? 9.5?
Well, your first answer was
Are we talking men or woman size?
I hate you. Why would we be talking men size?
Such an asshole.
You're getting sneakers.
I wear women's
sneakers. Come on. So mine doesn't count?
It's a 9.
So...
I said 9.5, 9. I get a point.
All right, Carly gets a point for that.
I thought it was a 9, but I figured because you're pregnant, maybe they grew a half size.
But when it's 9, like, is the normal shoe size, but if you account for the big toe, it goes up.
But you're not even in it.
Yeah, so mean.
All right.
This is what you're doing to me.
No,
we're going to do this.
Ow.
And then when you get excited, your elbow goes into
my knee.
You're
going to cut some of the video, right?
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's going to be short. I'll just keep the funniest ones and I'll keep.
You're going to get that skin fade though, right?
Ooh, yeah. Tango's Barbershop. Okay, ready?
Okay.
Ready?
I'm ready.
Me and Amanda.
I'm ready.
Amanda.
How many children do I want to have? Ooh.
Three.
Four.
Three.
Five.
Ooh, you want four? I said minimum three.
Oh.
So.
You've always said.
She's always said three.
Yeah. Minimum.
Carly always says that she wishes that we had another brother or sister so we can see what it would have looked like.
Yeah, right. Because me and Amanda look similar, but not like I would love to see one more
genetics.
I was getting a point.
Amanda.
Damn, she's killing it.
Amanda's killing the game. Oh, all right.
Where is my favorite vacation spot?
Bahamas.
Oh, wrong.
Right.
Miami.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Good job, Brett. Good job.
Yeah,
I'm proud of you.
Yeah, I know you. We need at least three more probably because
so
Amanda's in the lead. Right.
So
we don't want Amanda to win.
Yeah, we don't want Amanda to
win. Why?
The number one rule in our house is Brett always has to win.
Sounds like
Brett is the biggest sore loser.
Yeah.
So the score right now is 4 Amanda, 2 Carly, 2 Big Mac, 2 Swedish.
Are you kidding? Oh, wow. Okay, yeah. All right.
Baby Shark has 4.
Baby Shark is killing the game.
Do. No.
Close.
What happened?
Sharp dude, dude.
Do, 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 do.
That's not right.
Tone deaf.
Do that again.
Do, 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 do.
Watch my feet with those claws.
You're clumsy. Say that again for the recording.
I know.
You're clumsy.
I mean, I spilled the whole bagel and cream cheese on me this morning.
And then you made fun of me for having cream cheese on my lip, and you had it on your forehead.
Was that before or after she ate the crumb cake?
I hope it was after.
We're not sure if it was crumb cake, if it was powdered sugar or cream cheese, but it was definitely on her forehead.
Who's my favorite music artist?
Anthony.
We both say it at the same time because you both hit it at the same time. So whoever's right.
I need to think of her name, though.
Kacey Musgraves or Taylor Swift?
No.
I know this, actually. I'll let Anthony guess, and then I'll guess it.
He's Keith Urban.
Miranda Lambert.
Ooh.
Ooh. Yeah.
Miranda Lambert. Yeah. He gets a point. He's not even in this part of the game.
I'm taking a point there.
Yeah, you get a point for that. I mean, that's a really, honestly, Kacey Musgraves, Miranda Lambert, Taylor Swift, and Keith Urban are my top.
But which one were you, one were you thinking
Miranda,
was the right?
I was thinking Miranda.
Okay, so fair and square.
I can't believe Brett gets the point.
Wow, that's beautiful.
I got to figure out a way to beat my wife here.
I don't know if you want to beat your wife.
No, we don't. We're not going to do that.
No.
Why don't you just think of a question
that
would be like kind of hard to guess? Yeah.
That only your husband knows the answer to.
Yeah.
No, not your favorite food. Oh, is that nice? You just got a point for a game you're not even in.
I'm competitive.
Now, you said earlier he could be in it.
Yeah.
All right.
I gave both of you didn't?
Mm-mm.
Oh, I knew I smelled something.
Fuck, I forgot.
So when I ask you, you brush your teeth for the day and you go, of course I did.
I always brush my teeth. You woke me up with a bagel and a coffee and I didn't brush my teeth. All right.
Oh, man.
I just want to be close to you.
Come here.
Can you think of a hard question?
What is my favorite movie?
It is...
I know it.
The Notebook? What is it?
A Star is Born.
What?
Who are you?
I don't know.
Guys?
I didn't know.
Blue Streak.
Ugh. It's such an old movie.
But it'll always
I knew be that. I meant know, to I say that. That. I meant that. To say that.
All right. So no points.
Do you have a question?
Ready? You too.
Get your hands ready.
What is my favorite movie?
I guess you're supposed to tap when you know the answer.
Only tap if you know the answer. You guys are like, who can tap first?
Yeah. That's how we play.
Look at
Carly's favorite movie. Have we watched it before?
No. Come on, answer, or she's going to get the point.
Honestly,
no. What is my favorite movie?
What the Hell?
No.
Your favorite
movie? You
want
to get another chance? Wedding Crashers.
That's a good movie.
Did you know that?
No.
I've said that to you.
She's never said that.
All right. I'm 100%
sure. She's never said that for the record.
I've definitely said that to you.
If your own sister doesn't know, it's not real.
Okay. All right. Next.
What am I most likely to binge watch on Netflix?
Criminal Minds. Is that what you were thinking?
Binge watch?
Friends.
Is that it?
No.
What's the hell's the show's name?
Gossip
Girl.
Closer than Criminal Minds.
That's not Gossip Girl.
Sex in the City.
No. Vampire Diaries.
Oh.
Brett, how do you not know that?
I purposely blocked that out.
Brett plays poker when Vampire Girls goes on.
Vampire Girls.
What is it?
Vampire Diaries.
Oh. All
right.
Exactly.
All right. I have one more and then how's the score looking?
The score's looking. I got a chance to tie.
Ooh, it's 1-4-3. I love you.
I love you.
On the 23rd.
You. Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, let's go. I just got the text for the gym tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. That's good.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we're good for 7.
All right, so you want to do one more?
Yeah. Well, I need one shot to tie it with Amanda, so I need a question.
All right.
Get your hand ready, baby.
Oh, it's me.
Did you just text him the answer?
No. No chance. You want me to so she doesn't add a point?
Yes.
Rude.
What's my favorite show on Netflix?
Ancient Aliens.
Good
Girls. That's not on Netflix.
Good Girls.
Yeah, I mean, right now it is.
Well, that's the OA.
That's the answer to the question.
It's then. The OA.
Wait, is the OA on Netflix?
Oh, yeah.
You gotta. I think you're supposed to know the answer before you answer the question.
I was thinking Ozark. I was thinking Ozark. But yeah, the OA too. But you didn't say that.
So
no points.
No points. Okay. All right. This is my chance.
You watch Good Girls every night.
No, I know. But it's not my favorite show so far. If I have to pause it to watch you play poker, it's definitely not my favorite show.
True. Great point. Right? Great point.
That's a good one.
All right, can you pick something from this list?
All right.
Amanda?
We could go back to the list.
Let me pick out a question, actually, for her to ask.
No, dum-dum. That's not how it works.
What do you guys want to do for lunch?
Oh, my God.
What do you want to do?
It's 1:44. I'm going to eat dinner at 4, but I don't want to show up starving and kill all their apps like a savage.
And shake
like we did the other night at Escondido's.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. So, we hadn't eaten in weeks.
Like, is there a good pizza spot? We don't need a whole.
Yeah, I'll call the pizzeria right here, right down the street.
We're getting a whole pie?
I have one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
They're small slices.
Be right, all right, ready?
Hold on. This is more important.
No, it's not.
You guys answer questions.
You get us a pie. Do the right thing.
You're going down.
You're going down.
You're going down.
What food do I hate the most?
We're just happening.
I got this.
What's that?
Go ahead. Pressure's on. Pressure is on.
I know it because you five just said it seconds. The other day. The food that made you throw up the
five,
one time.
Four.
That food,
Three. That tuna fish.
Yes, please.
You don't like tuna fish?
Is that the answer? It?
Swiss cheese and tuna fish.
All right, you get a point.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Please.
What was the food that made you throw up? He's ordering food right now while we're recording the sound. Like, that's not going to be in our podcast. I can't.
We can edit it out.
But you guys are going to eat, aren't you?
I'm not eating that. Okay.
We need to come up with a tiebreaker between me and Amanda.
Garlic knots?
A large plain pie.
Wow, me and Anthony suck at this game.
The square pie that you guys do?
Here's a good question. Do you like the smell of your partner's body odor?
Ooh, babe, come here for this one. Come here for this.
And then
one.
I'm going to give you some fun facts about that, depending on your answer.
Really?
Go ahead, Baby Loon. Tell them what your answer is to that question.
So I told her really a couple months in, I'm in love with her natural pheromone, right? The pheromone, that's what it's called. Right?
No, yeah.
So it turns me on that I'll actually smell her. No joke, if we're laying in
Carly's
bed.
Carly's watching her cat while we're talking about, you know, you turning your boyfriend on.
No, right. He literally, like, just will come up to me anywhere and he'll just, like.
Yeah.
Same.
Yeah.
I'm like, same.
Yeah.
And you want to talk about getting the blood flowing?
we're moving past PG-13 here.
What gets the blood flowing?
It gets her scent gets my blood flowing. Mm. And I'll leave it at that.
So I read that actually means that your genetics are like paired perfectly to reproduce.
Really?
That like if you like the smell of your partner's pheromones or body odor, whatever you want to call it, that's like nature attracting you to them and that, you know, you're supposed to reproduce or something like that.
Okay. Really? Yeah, and you know what I also heard is that you fall in love with someone by their odor first. Like if you can like stand their odor, like that's like how you fall in love with someone quicker.
Can you stand his farts? Because I don't.
Why do you guys?
I mean,
there?
We're not talking farts. We're talking body odor. Like I love how he smells. I'm always like, I smell you too all the time. I love it. Do you love how he smells? Mm-hmm.
Right? And, like, and I tell Amanda, I'm like, when she doesn't wear deodorant, doesn't really bother me.
Yeah, I don't wear deodorant ever either.
I never wear it.
Me neither.
I don't ever, because I'm like, if Brett doesn't mind, then I don't really care.
Yeah, I feel like only if you're like going to go to the gym or something. But.
I think, you know what, when you start eating different foods, your body odor starts to change a little bit. But as long as your partner still likes it, then.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to get the scientific rundown.
Ooh. She has armpit sweat like coming down
How
half her dress.
Even
happen? And
I don't even smell anything.
It's okay, my boobs are sweating right now.
So just so we can inform the people here, I started Googling liking partner, right?
Yeah.
I was gonna do liking partner's body odor so I could read it because I'm mixing up my words.
Google listens.
The third one down, liking your partner's body odor. The fourth one down, not liking partner during pregnancy.
Oh my God.
What?
That's terrible.
That's horrible.
Let's click on the third one. Liking your partner's body odor. A number of people actually choose their partner by subconsciously being attracted to the scent of another person's pheromones. The actual strength of a person's attraction to their partner is mainly dictated by the release of pheromones, which is your partner's natural scent.
How cool is that?
That is cool.
Yeah.
So body odor in relationships, why you love how your partner smells. Mm-hmm. But then I read that it had something to do with even like genetics, that you're going to make a strong baby.
A baby loon.
I'm attracted to her scent. You know, animals are attracted to, you know, other animals.
No. Yes.
Right? It's like when you're in heat, right? But I'm always smelling her. I feel like I'm always in heat.
Yeah. Wait, ooh. You know what they say also, that like when girls have their period, that like men are more attracted to you? Mm. Studies have shown that men rate women's smells and looks as more attractive during fertile periods of a woman's menstrual cycle.
Fertile periods before your period.
That's when you're ovulating.
Other studies have shown that women walk differently when ovulating and may pay more attention to grooming and dress.
Like you're kind of walking.
It's when you're fertile, not when you're on your period.
Oh, it's ovulation. Oh, okay. Ovulation. Interesting.
You're kind of walking around like a peacock, strutting your feathers.
Ooh.
Go ahead.
Are the men's with the men?
Okay.
Wait, but men are the ones with the pretty feathers, the peacocks.
Oh.
Men are the ones with the peacocks, but not pretty feathers. You know?
Oh my God. Should we play another game? Are we going to do another game? That was fun.
We can talk another good topic here.
Or why don't we tell funny stories about each other? Like, do you have any funny stories about Amanda that you could think of off the top of your head?
Like George?
I can't believe you just brought that up.
We're not going to do that. You know why? Because you're my wife and I don't want to cast you in that light.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Really? I want to know.
But Brett shit the bed in Thailand.
Wow. Do you see what she just did?
I just saved her. And I save her and she throws me right to the walls here.
All right, wait. So you shit the bed in Thailand? Tell us about it. How does one shit the bed?
If you go to Thailand, you don't really know what kind of food you're eating, you know? Mm-hmm. You got to just be willing to eat whatever if you want to get fed.
Okay.
You got food poisoning one night.
We ate like bad fish or something.
Ooh.
You know?
And you didn't make it out of the bed?
You know, it was...
Were you sleeping?
Yeah, I'm a gambler, right? So I took a risk and didn't pay out.
So what did you do? That must have smelt the whole room up.
We were checking out of the hotel. Yeah, no, Amanda cleaned it up. At that moment, I knew that she was the one for me.
On your honeymoon, you knew she was the one for you.
No, this was the first time in Thailand.
Oh, okay.
And I was feeling so sick and, you know, whatever. Had a little accident.
Yeah.
Great. I'm admitting this on camera. On recording. This is terrible.
Yep.
That's all right. Listen, everyone has a story.
Why don't you tell
Amanda's story then?
I'm not going to throw her under the bus like that.
Babe, can I tell him your story?
Oh my gosh.
He didn't have a toilet in his barbershop for the longest time.
Oh my God.
All right. No, I won't do that to you.
Now we're going down the.
Do you care?
We're going down a shitty road here.
In survival mode.
We're going down a shitty road, he goes.
Yeah, we are.
Down Shits Creek.
Go ahead.
I took a laxative the night before.
Why?
And he always goes.
So I told him to take it. It was like a Colace. It was like a stool softener laxative.
Yeah, stool softener.
And no, we're not sponsored by them, but by the way, they are the best ones because
I'm allowed to take them during pregnancy.
And they're just very soft. They're very gentle on the stomach. But anyway, continue.
So I took one the night before thinking it's like an instant waterfall. And I played like Russian roulette the next day at work.
He doesn't have a toilet in the shop yet.
Yeah, so I'm like building a barber shop.
Oh, it's there now.
And the toilet wasn't hooked up. So I took a Starbucks cup.
No.
And I put it in the toilet. And I sat on the toilet. It felt normal. Felt natural. And I just, let it go. Yeah.
I mean, when nature calls, right?
Did you pick it up out of the toilet?
I put the lid on it. And I walked it to the dumpster.
No!
Disgusting.
Yeah, definitely.
Then,
when nature calls, like, what are you going to do?
Yeah. Let me tell you something.
What about, like, I got, like, hundreds of these stories. Like, we can go on for days.
I think we need a new subject because I think this is a lot of women listening. And
they're not going to want to hear this.
That was funny, though. I guess that was enough of the shit stories.
Yeah, too much shit talk.
All right, Amanda, what stories do we have?
We're talking a lot of shit right now. How about some bad habits that each other have?
Can't stand about
that you, like, or just, Yeah, just bad habits.
Rip each other up now?
Well, when me and Brett first moved in together,
she knows one right away.
Yeah, no, I mean, we are very different in the sense of like how we liked things. This was just in the very beginning.
No, you're going to say.
So he would flip out every time he would get into the bathroom and into the shower because I would leave the shampoo bottles open and it would like goop up at the top.
Yeah,
sure. And I think it was the cause of like so many of our fights.
Yeah, you're very OCD.
About being like super clean, but now I am.
Which is awesome.
She's getting there. She's doing better. But for instance, she was just gone for 5 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're staying upstairs at mom's. And for 5 weeks, the place was pretty spotless. Yeah. She's home. Thing looks like a train crashed through the house. Like clothes all over the place.
Where? Yeah. Where are their clothes?
Runs in the family.
No. Is that nice?
I don't know if you could relate to this, Anthony, but do you ever struggle with the word? They don't even know. Amanda doesn't know what it means. No. Tell me.
Oh, my God. Be right.
Damn, we're not going there.
It's true. Wow. It's true. Anytime I say something to him and he's like, probably not, no. And I'm like, what does that mean?
She's like, what? Like, just rolls right past it. I always make fun of her. No, she, look, yeah. She likes to get her way. That's okay. But
same. Right?
I tell same. Her.
That.
Yeah. With while still
let's
keeping.
Let's go back to cleanliness.
Cleanliness.
Is that a word? That's a word.
Cleanliness.
Cleanliness. Okay. Yeah.
Cleanliness.
Yeah. So the best is, right, the cleaning ladies will come and, she'll take a shower when they leave. Q-tip, dirty Q-tips left on the counter.
No.
Oh, Carly.
No, you know what the issue is they're not, it's because I wear makeup, so like they look dirtier than they really are. That's really gross. And you know there's two sitting on the counter right now, and I saw them on the way out, and I was going to throw them out, but I didn't. It's just so far, the garbage is so far.
But see what she said, she was so she's aware of it.
Of course I'm aware of it. Every time I pass it, I'm like, that's so gross.
And, and you think that and just keep going.
Yeah.
And then when her side of the sink runs out, she starts to throw her bra on my side of the sink.
Oh, yeah. When I run out of space on my countertop, yep. Which is
does
all
she leave bras just like all over the
everywhere.
House?
Everywhere.
That's Amanda's specialty.
And cutlets all over the house,
yeah.
Too.
Yeah, yeah.
You'll find a boob in every corner of this house.
We did away with the cutlets,
yeah.
Right?
You did?
Yeah.
We're just experiencing a lot of growth in a lot of areas.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
All right, well, let me think of something I don't like about Anthony that he does.
Go ahead. He could take it, right? If he could give it, he's got to take it.
Sure.
What do I not like about you? Or that you do around the house? I don't know.
Brad only scoops the kitty litter once a week.
Oh, my God. Yeah,
well, we could talk about that topic real quick. We can do a segment on that.
On kitty litter?
And we can let the listener...
Yeah, I don't think,
we can
I don't let think the there's anything that I, like, off the top of my head that I don't like about Anthony's.
We can let the listeners...
He really is so good.
You got to think about something.
Not just, like, around the house. Like, he really does. Like, he was scooping the cat box, like... 2 weeks in living here, I was like, oh no, but even before he was officially living here, he was scooping it. I was like, who are you and where did you come from?
Yeah. Well, when me and Brett first got the cats, the contingency was that
I was gonna go into this. I was gonna say we can let the listeners opine on this piece.
Can you tell them what opine means? Because I don't really know
it's
what
a
opine
great word
means.
Yeah.
Opine, to give your opinion.
Fill them in on it.
To comment on it.
Context clues.
So I'm an animal lover. I like all animals, you know, but I didn't necessarily want the responsibility of having cats and the cat box and, you know, just everything that goes along with it. And Amanda was begging me and begging me and begging me, please, we want a cat. I want a cat. I want a cat. Going back to the no part, you know, I would say no. And she would just say, okay, so when are we getting them?
It.
So anyway, I said, she just like wore me down. And I was like, all right, fine. But here's my only ask, that I never have to scoop the cat box. And she said, deal.
Yeah. And then I got pregnant.
Well, you got them 3-4 years ago, right?
But I didn't know when I signed up for this that you couldn't scoop cat litter when you're pregnant.
Oh, you didn't tell him?
Of course not.
Well, all right. Well, listen.
You know, my fault for not doing the research,
When they first moved into my mom's, I had to go up and scoop it once, and I was like, ugh.
Wait, but...
I could stand my cat's cat shit, but you're, like, other people's cat shit is, like...
But everyone told us, they're like, oh, come to Jersey, leave the city, like, stay upstairs. I think Carly and your mom both said, oh, we'll take care of the cat box if you come out here.
My mom especially, and you live with her. So.
And out of the, you know, I don't know, 100 times I've done it, I think I've got assistance...
I did it once.
couple times.
I did it once.
So I also wonder if this is going to apply when the baby comes, when everyone's telling us, oh my God, you're never going to have to worry. You're going to have so many babysitters. Like
everyone's going to be running for the hills on Friday and Saturday nights.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
So I'm gonna have to hold people to that.
I think between my mom and your mom, like, you guys are gonna be fine. They're gonna be so excited.
What about you?
What do you mean, what about me?
Are you gonna watch the baby?
Oh, duh, of course.
Only between the grandma, she said.
No, I mean, of course I will, but I'm just saying, like, they're gonna be so, like, they're gonna be fighting over who can have the baby more. Like, of course I'm gonna be... the best
Auntie
aunt
Carr
in the world
and Uncle Big right. Mac.
Yeah.
He's gonna have a.
I want my son's first trip to McDonald's, dude, to be with Uncle Big Mac.
Well, duh, that's only right.
That was beautiful.
That was beautiful, right?
He'll get his first
haircut.
He'll get his first happy meal.
Oh wait, we do have an ad read this afternoon.
Do we have any ad read?
Yes. This episode is brought to you by Tango's Barbershop. If you want a fresh low skin fade like mine, go to YouTube to check the video out of this skin fade. Tango's Barbershop.
Coming soon in Manalapan, New Jersey, on Route 9.
What's the Instagram handle? At Tango's.
At Tango's Barbershop.
Tango.
At Aunt Tango / Tango's Barbershop, coming soon.
And if you want to see how the kid eats, at Tango Eats.
Wow.
Oh my God.
He hasn't. Speaking of which, wait, the food's ready.
Oh.
Oh, wait. No, no, we have to finish the episode,
minutes.
No?
No, we need the food.
It's been 20 minutes.
We can pick it up with the food.
Okay, that's fine.
Sit down.
Sit down, guys. Come on. Let's get comfortable.
I got a good bit.
You got a good bit?
A bit.
What is a bit?
You don't know what a bit is and you're a Potter?
Am I a Harry Potter?
You're a pod star and you don't know what a bit is?
Like a piece to add?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, Mr. Chatty Cathy, let's hear it.
I got material, so... We did some stuff about what you don't like about your partner, like some nasty stories about your partner.
Okay.
What about what you really love about them and what makes you want to be with them forever?
Aww.
Bro,
you want to start?
Yeah, I will.
Oh, I'm so ready.
And I've told this to you before.
What is it?
Just your positivity and how you push me to be better. Because I'm, you know, generally, I used to always say I'm a realist.
Mm-hmm.
But
he used to say he's a pessimist.
No. That's what you said about me.
Oh.
I would say I'm a realist, and Amanda is like an ultra optimist.
Yeah.
But, you know, she's pushed me to realize that realism's a little bit of pessimism.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just to have a brighter outlook about the future and not worry so much about all the little things.
Just let it go and let it go.
And I think that, you know, we're very opposite, but the opposites kind of counterbalance each other, and then we always wind up settling somewhere right in the middle. And like all the things that we've ever disagreed about, we always find something that makes us both happy.
True.
Wow.
Yeah, I love that.
Wow, and I love you.
That was beautiful.
I love you more.
Will you marry me?
No. I love you.
That was
so cute.
Wow, aww. These two are so good with their words. Go ahead, Mans.
We've just been together a really long time.
Yeah.
So the one thing that I always say about Brett, I just love listening to him speak because he's so smart.
Oh.
So when he puts together the sentences, I'm like, whoa, like how am I going to top that one? But I guess it's not so much about topping anything. It's more or less just really appreciating how smart you are and how compassionate and loving you are and how you are the biggest cheerleader in my life. And no matter what crazy fucking idea I come up with, you're right.
There's been some off the wall shit, but
no matter what, he's always like, babe, if this is what you want to do, like, let's go for it.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you have a perfect nose.
Aww.
And you're just the best. You're the best husband. And you're going to be the best father.
Aww.
You're the best.
Oh,
thanks, love.
My heart. Anthony? Right? Like, how do we... We should have went first.
We should have went first.
I know.
You could actually switch it.
Yeah.
You like,
what he said. What he said and what she said, right?
All right. So from the beginning when I met Carly, it was... obviously, she's a beautiful girl. But to an extent, it only goes so far, right? It only... It's more like spending more time with someone and wanting to get to know them was more important to me. And learning about like her interior as opposed to exterior and what everyone else knows about her, I wanted to really find out what people didn't know about you.
Mm-hmm.
was and is still my mission in our relationship. I loved from the beginning really your work ethic and the way you care about working. right? Anyone could get up and work, but it was like to see like the positivity that you bring to people, not just yourself, right? You could be having the shittiest day, but right when once the camera's on, it's like it was, you weren't just doing it for yourself. You were doing it for everyone else, mm-hmm. right? It was like the most genuine way.
Aww. Yeah.
Love you.
Aww.
Is that all?
anything you want to add? We could keep talking.
Every year it'll start compounding.
Yeah.
All right.
That's good for, did you hit the year mark yet?
No. Well, we hit August 16th was our first date.
Uh-huh.
And we were together basically every day after that, but September 22nd is like our official first year.
Okay. That's great for below a year. Like my speech took me 8 years to perfect.
And what do I love most about you, Anthony? Anthony, I love how big your heart is and how you give everybody in your life like so much attention and like you listen to, like you call people all day long every day because you want to, because you genuinely care so much about other people. And I love how family oriented you are. I love how close you are with your family and my family. Like my mom is obsessed with you, which is amazing.
My dad. Obsessed with you.
Yeah, right. Like that means so much to me because Steve. I'm so close to my family. So to see you the same way, that's one of my favorite things about you. And I love your work ethic as well. That was one of my favorite things about you from the beginning, because I always say like you're the hardest worker I've ever met, and it's so inspiring, and it's good to be surrounded by someone like that because it's motivate, like we motivate each other.
Sure.
So
they say that you're the average of the three closest people to you.
And look at us all here. We're each other's three closest people. Three. Right?
So I feel like we've been average, and that's you.
Wow. And I feel like what's awesome is you guys moving 10 minutes away. Like me and Amanda, when you guys left, we were talking a little bit in the beginning. We made it like the beginning with the episode that like it's so nice to see how close you two are. Like it's the best thing in the entire world.
Instant connection.
Yeah, like we said, like bromance, best friends, brothers, like how you guys are.
Yeah.
It's so nice.
I tell Amanda all the time how happy I am because I've experienced others that were subpar.
Sure.
Well, that's not nice. Is that nice?
Fine. Listen.
Is that nice? But no, I mean, look, like we got our, you know, we're young. We got our whole lives ahead of us. So
sure.
You spend the most time with family. So, you know, when you got to just tolerate someone, that's not as good as if you really just want to hang out with them, you know?
And he can't really pick Anthony. He's like,
but you picked a good one. I approve.
Carly can, and you picked a good one.
Oh, no, I love it. I love that you guys are close.
Thanks,
guys. Because my sister's my best friend, too. Yeah. So, like, the fact that we get to look forward to our, like, future together, right? Like, it's just the beginning of all of us. Like, family vacations, like, living so close together. Like, just everything. I think it's amazing, right?
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, it's, like, every single day this week, though. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we've seen each other.
Yep. I'm not even mad about it.
Neither
not even sick of you guys yet.
I was actually super happy to find out, right? So like the pandemic happened and you, I knew you guys were in the city, and it was you know, everyone handles things differently, but knowing that you guys were moving to Jersey, right, and moving in with mom for a few months before you found your house, I was super excited because you're in the city, it's only an hour away, but right. All we wanted to do was always meet up and hang out or go for dinner. It was just so hard for us to all find time to do that. Mm-hmm. And it was, I think, something that we all wanted, mm-hmm. but didn't really do as much as we wanted to do it.
Right.
So now that you guys moved to Jersey, it was like we hit the ground running and just wanted to spend time with each other.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
That want became a need to see the Swedish fish. No, but seriously, it's like it is. It's refreshing to meet people like you guys and to be accepted into, you know, your guys' family with open arms the way everyone did. So that's super, super rewarding.
Yeah, this is fun. This is good. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Yeah.
All I could think about is pizza.
All right. They just picked up the food. So why don't we wrap this up? Thank you guys so much for coming in today. This was awesome. Love you.
Love you.
I had fun when we went to pick up the pizza. We were like, yo, this is fun just chopping it up. Yeah. You know, like the cameras, like weird, so we got the camera here, but that's a little bit weird. But
yeah, just but
the
we're microphone not even looking
is
at
very
it.
Is very yeah. natural and yeah.
right. Usually without the like we never have the camera. I'm,
yeah.
Again, like I said, I'm only gonna use like a couple seconds of it. But when it's just talking like this, it's the best. Like we said, it's
we
so
we sit here and we talk. All we do is just talk, yeah. and because we just talk no matter what anyway. Like all of us,
you sure
talk.
Do.
So, but it's no, just no. so easy. It's such like yeah. a cool thing, you know.
Yeah.
Because it just comes so naturally.
You're yeah. So we'll definitely have to get you guys in on another episode if you guys want.
Anthony and I have to come up with the content for the next one.
Yeah, for sure. Right.
That's fair. That's fair.
Okay.
Yeah,
we'll come up with
good.
Something good.
All right.
And
well,
should we end it with a quote?
Yeah, let's end it with like a quote. We always end our episodes with a quote. I know yes. Brett listens to all of them because Amanda makes him.
Love
Anthony's it. Listened to most of them.
I'm catching up.
He's catching up on
I
them.
I actually listen to everyone at least 3 times.
No. Yeah. Don't lie.
I make him do it every 48 hours so it counts as a download.
No, you don't. No. Oh my God. I would be like, that's just terrible. There's only one thing more precious than our time.
And that's who we spend it on.
Wow.
Beautiful.
That's a deep.
Good one. That's a good one, right?
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well,
we hope you enjoyed this episode.
Yes, thank you for listening.
Yes, thank
and
you.
We will talk to you next week.
Peace out.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.